The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHO Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
And what are we talking about today, Ashley?
Batwing movie pitches, because people always ask us to pitch movies for free. And we do it because we love you.
Yep.
So, hi, Jason. It's so nice to meet you, and that WME sent you over.
I'm represented by WME.
They're a great
one of the biggest agency and one of the biggest agencies in Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm down with that.
I'm a Warner Brothers executive, as you can tell by my voice.
Hi.
Hi. So I have been tasked with
restore the center cut.
LOL.
Restore the air cut.
No.
Wrong executive?
If I'm the executive, I'm wiping that away. No, I'm just
kidding. Okay, wrong executive. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Hashtag Jean Paul Valley. I have been tasked with developing a Batman Inc. movie.
Oh, a Batman Inc. movie?
Yes.
That's quite a bit different than a Batwing movie.
So
my agent told me Batwing movie.
Okay, so they didn't lie to you, but they didn't tell you the whole truth. So we're going to do...
Son of a bitch.
We're going to do Batman Inc., and then we're going to spin a bunch of characters out of it into their individual movies.
Okay, so Batman Inc. is the first movie.
Yeah, so jumping off point. We're doing the opposite of the Avengers. We're doing the big movie first and then all the little movies.
I don't know if that's going to work, but Warner Brothers, you do that a lot.
I would like you to do a script pass at Batwing.
Okay, I can do some development.
Yeah.
I'll give you a story doc.
Batwing.
You got to pay me a little bit more to do the script. I'm just saying. I'm only going to give you a story doc.
Yeah. And don't worry. When you get to the scripting, we'll pair you up with a great black writer, probably Lamont McGee, because I like talking.
Oh, I like Lamont.
Yeah. Oh, you guys know each other? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We should have Lamont on the show.
He's really a great writer. He's a great writer.
So, if that was a real conversation.
And no, this is a look, Warner Brother executive.
I have some questions. You know, we want some of your input for the Batman Inc. movie as well.
Okay.
Do you think we should go? I know there's two. I've had my assistant do all the reading because I'm an executive and I don't read anything.
Yes, of course.
And give me
why would you
the cliff notes, which I glanced at in the bathroom five seconds before I came in.
You should walk
here.
Into every meeting not having a goddamn idea what you're talking about.
My name's Chad, obviously.
That is exactly. I thought you said your name was something else earlier, but
no, I didn't say my name.
That is exactly.
My name is Warner Brothers executive.
That is exactly how an executive operates.
I know there's two Batwings.
Yes.
Which Batwing should be in our movie?
Luke Fox.
Was that the first one or the second?
That's
one?
The second Batwing.
Why?
Because to make it very simple to an audience. You can sell him as Batman Iron Man. He's very similar to Tony Stark in the MCU.
Oh.
So it'll be a low bar of entry for your audience.
Okay. That's cool.
But can I make a, can we freestyle here? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. I'm not a monster. I'm an executive.
Okay, great. Again, I was told this was a general meeting. I didn't know I was coming for Batman Incorporated. I'm going to fire my agent when I get back, but,
I don't think you should.
I actually...
General, what's some things that you like? I don't know, what are you into right now, man? Okay, yeah, we'll call you. Thank you so much for your time.
Look, I'm just so happy that
12 wasted minutes of your life.
I am so happy that this meeting is actually in person. I have been dying on Zoom calls, so you have no idea how happy I am to see
you. This is 2022.
Yep.
So we loved your work on Title Redacted here.
#release release the air cut? That's the work?
No, on your
I'm going to forget that. Okay, cool. I'm going to let that go. I actually think, I would pitch you that there should be two movies and the second movie is Batman Incorporated before you spin off into the things.
Why? We've made 800 Batman movies. We don't really want to do Batman anymore.
Well, I think you should do a Bat family movie. Mm. So movie one is a Batman family movie. Let's just assume the universe is Batman. Let's assume Nightwing is out there. Let's assume Robin is out
Nightwing?
There.
Who's Nightwing? I'm an executive.
Dick Grayson, the first Robin. So Batman has a great family of characters that can also be used to spin off into other movies.
Okay. This is the year 2022, so we're really into diversity. So... Mm-hmm. Can his family, are they biological family or can they be a colorful family?
Most of them are adopted. And myself, as a fan, I think you could color bend all of them.
Great.
Or race bend all of them.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I would even make you some pitches to bend the gender on a couple of them.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Who? You know, well, to be honest with you, if I had my choice as a, and this is me getting to come in here, I would say my Bat family is, and I'll give you the character name as well. It's Batman Bruce Wayne.
Uh-huh.
It's Nightwing Dick Grayson.
Uh-huh.
It's Red Robin Tim Drake.
Uh-huh.
And it is Robin Carrie Kelly.
Okay. I've heard of one of those people.
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because and it's Bruce Wayne. Because I really think at this point in media, I want to see a woman Robin.
I love that.
Which we have not seen on screen so far. Because everybody thinks it's the dopey boy,
mm-hmm.
but let's make it the really cool female Ginger.
Great.
Yeah. So I would use movie one as Batman is fighting Ra's al Ghul
mm-hmm.
in the League of Assassins.
I know who he's in. He's been in a movie.
Yes,
and
he was Liam Neeson, so we can bring that back. You know, that was an unfortunate thing from that movie is that they cast him as a white man.
Mm-hmm.
He should be a excellent.
Sadiq Al-Fadil? We have him on retainer.
Well, you know, Sadiq Al-Fadil has played Ra's al Ghul already in Gotham.
Oh, that's true. That's unfortunate.
I'm going to look up the actor that I think should play Ra's al Ghul in a movie.
Shohreh Aghdashloo.
From The Expanse. That's a great choice. But
we also have her on retainer.
That's a great choice. But I actually am going to make the pitch of Oded Fehr.
Oh!
Who is in The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should play Ra's al Ghul. Mm-hmm. So movie one is, it's those four characters. It's Batman with Alfred, of course. And they are facing off against Leviathan. And they find, the cliffhanger in the movie is that Leviathan is too big for them to handle. And so movie two is the Bat family mix a Batman movie with the international flair of James Bond. So movie one is, okay, audience, this is a normal Batman movie. This is a superhero movie. Movie two, espionage, intrigue, superheroes. And you call it Batman Incorporated. Now, in that movie, the Bat family that we met in movie one,
mm-hmm.
has to recruit world international members.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a Batman of Hong Kong. We can have a Batman of Africa. We can have a Batman of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Put a Batman on every continent. And then once we leave Batman Incorporated, because of course they're going to, kill or destroy Ra's al Ghul, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You form Batman Incorporated. You say they're all sponsored by Batman. And then basically you can spin off any of these eight characters, because I'd introduce four new characters of Batman Incorporated, into their own movies.
So where would you place Luke Fox?
I'd put Batwing in Hong Kong. Why not? Let's go crazy with it. Let's put him in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is a very smart choice because we want to play to the Chinese market.
Uh-huh.
Why Hong Kong instead of Shanghai? I know DC has superheroes in Shanghai.
Oh, well, because I would...
My assistant told me.
Also because Hong Kong speaks English.
Oh, that's...
That's why I went Hong Kong.
That's very smart.
It also used to be controlled by the British. But I also think that if we put Luke Fox in Hong Kong, then somewhere else we have to introduce an Asian Batman Incorporated member.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe Luke should be... Maybe Luke should be somewhere else. You know, I don't know. Maybe Luke... You know, I don't know.
I mean, he could. That's sort of the fun thing about the modern world, right? It's anybody of any race can be anywhere.
Sure. I mean,
because Andra Kane lives in Gotham. She's Asian.
You know, I mean, maybe it's too obvious for Luke to be in South Africa. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. But like, generally, also, I'm thinking about is each of the international members of Bat Inc. could be a movie that you could sell to a different market.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah.
In terms of Luke specifically, because mm-hmm. there's going to be other sidekicks and other members of Batman Inc., how old should he be? I know he's young in the comics.
I think he should be late 20s or mid 20s. He should be just out of college.
Interesting.
Yes, because you want the idea, and I'm taking some of this out of the comic books. I think you want the idea that this guy went to MIT
mm-hmm.
with the idea, because in movie one, we will set up and we will meet Lucius Fox. He's played by Morgan Freeman. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we're
mm-hmm.
going to make him, we're going to keep him as Batman's Q from the James Bond franchise. Mm-hmm. But we're going to set up that Luke was supposed to come take over his dad. His dad was grooming him to take over his part in Wayne Industries.
Mm.
And Luke was like, I don't want no part of that. and sort of took a quote unquote gap year, as I've been told that several times, and went to Hong Kong.
Cool. We love that. In the Batwing movie, mm-hmm. we want to introduce, because we like this idea of a Batman family that mm-hmm. you've talked about for these two movies. We want to introduce either a sidekick or a partner for Luke. Anyone come to mind?
Well, if we're going to be setting it in Hong Kong, this would, for me, be the perfect way to introduce Cassandra Cain, the Asian Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would be a really neat, I would start her as an antagonist and then I would turn her into a, you know, if let's say if we're doing the Batwing movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to throw out the pitch that was not in the comic books that Luke got his suit because he hacked the Wayne Industries mainframe and found and figured out Bruce Wayne was Batman.
Oh, that's cool. Hacking is cool. Kids yep. love hacking.
Kids
it's edgy.
Love watching hacking in
hackety,
movies.
Hackety.
Hack. They love it. And that's where he gets the suit. So when Bruce shows up to recruit him in Batman Incorporated, he's like, mm-hmm. I already know you're Bruce. And he's,
oh, that's fun.
And he already has the suit.
That's fun.
You know, and then you can do a really fun sequence where Batwing and Batman fight. And then at some part of the fight, Batman hits a button and it turns the Batwing suit off. Mm. And so that's the reason why Batman wins. But in the Batwing movie, I think it'd be really neat that there is somebody assassinating somebody across Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tracks down this new Batgirl, or you can call her Orphan, maybe. Maybe you call her Orphan for the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's her. It's and then he figures out that it's not her. And then the middle act of the movie is they team up together to find the real villain in the final act, who is actually her father, David Kane.
Mm.
And you could lead to a Batwing murderer arc. And then in the final act, she becomes Batgirl. She takes the mantle inspired by Luke.
Okay, I'm going to have my assistant read that. It's been 10 minutes. That's our whole meeting.
This
was very interesting, but
cool.
I want to leave you with one idea for when you inevitably come back.
Okay.
So we're...
You're going to have my people call my people?
I'm going to call your agent at WME.
Great.
We're currently courting Eli Gorey to be the lead of our Superman movie. So just like think about a crossover between him and Batwing.
How may I? Who's Eli Gorey?
Have you seen One Night in Miami?
I have.
He plays Cassius Clay.
Oh, it's a great choice.
Yeah.
It's a great choice. I was saying that to a friend very recently.
I can't imagine that.
I was saying that to a friend very recently.
A friend? Just a friend?
I mean, to be honest with you, if you want, although I will need an appropriate co-writer with this, mm-hmm. Probably the amazing Lamont McGee we were talking about. I'm totally in on making a Black Justice League.
Ooh, damn, that'd be fucking fantastic. Yeah.
We can use this to stealth introduce a Black Justice League. If we're going to have a Black Superman,
oh, because there's also, I'm an executive and I don't know this, there's also a Black Wonder Woman, right?
There is.
Yeah.
There is. And to be honest with you, I'm gonna blow your mind. If you want this to go ultimate mega franchise,
sure.
And knock Marvel's socks off.
Yes. I do want that.
Okay.
I'm the WP executive.
Okay. So we have our Black Superman.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Black Batman mm-hmm. character. You know, we introduce Black Wonder Woman, whatever. We can put Jon Stewart in there.
Yeah, we have Anne Ogbomo. She's already played in Amazon, so let's just make her Black Wonder
Woman. We can do Garth. No, not Garth. Calder.
Oh, yeah.
Is our Black Aquaman. Mm-hmm.
We like him. Oh, and he's also LGBT, so that's another nice diversity check.
So we build our Black Justice League. They fight whoever. I don't know who, whatever. The cliffhanger of that movie is out of a portal of the multiverse comes Calvin Kent, President Superman.
Oh, fuck.
The multiverse is in trouble. Get in here and we can lead to a movie called The Multiversity.
Great.
Justice League, : The Multiversity.
I'm going to go call Idris Elba's agent.
Oh, yes. He should play President Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, that was a great fucking pitch.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I hope everybody out there, that is... when you go in for a pitch meeting, it's a little bit more prepared. You usually have a document. So
I was doing all of that off the top of my head.
But there you go. That's.
And when you go in for a general, it's literally like, how's it going?
It
what
is
are you
very much
into?
How you going?
We'll call you.
We do have an extra thought of the day.
Fabulous. Remind everyone, because this is kind of a new thing. What's the extra thought of the day?
So at the bottom of this post, you can write on this post in GHL Extra over at patreon.com/job, and you can write an extra thought of the day and we will talk about it at the very end. Try not to make it about anything specific. Like another person in here was like, what did you think about Invincible? Well, this has nothing to do with Invincible, but So we're not going to
the Discord. We have a whole spoiler zone.
Yes.
About it.
You know, so yeah, take that over the Discord.
Yeah. Make these a little more evergreen.
Make these a little bit more evergreen. But this is a really great, even though it's about a Marvel character, this works. Noah Dalton says, extra thought of the day. The postcard you guys sent out with your spider sonas on it made me super excited about the possibility of a Spider-Verse club series. Now, Ashley, do you want to explain what the postcards are?
Yeah. So, if you have a anniversary with us of any year that you have been a patron, we send you a special postcard. We actually need to print new postcards.
Oh, boy.
The new design.
I have no time for that.
For this year.
Yeah.
But so the OGs got our spider sonas, which if you remember a couple years ago when everyone was drawing their spider sonas, when that was like your sona was the thing that was going around, Jason drew an amazing version for both of us. And I said, Jason, you have to put that on a postcard.
Yeah, I don't know. Spider-Verse, I think, would be a good one for the club series.
Well, it was one of the, when before Blackest Night Club, we did put out a post for patrons to vote on, and Spider-Verse was in there.
But I'm going to just, I'll be honest with you, Noah, and I'm really glad that you like love the card and stuff like that. I'm having more fun doing the Justice League podcast right now than I think. The clubs were a lot of work.
A lot of work.
A lot of work. And I don't really have the time on my schedule right now.
I will say it's not that they'll never come back.
Oh, no. I think they will come back at some point.
I just think they'll be very different. Mm-hmm. I think we learned a lot. We definitely slimmed down like the production of Blackest Night Club from Crisis Club.
Mm-hmm.
Your best chance at a Spider-Verse club would be probably when that next movie comes out.
Sure.
But yeah, I would like to do, I think we should do a Marvel club next whenever we get around to it in the ambiguous future.
And on that note, yeah, I couldn't look at his question and do the music.
That's fine.
Because I'm on my phone.
Literally nobody needed to know that.
I'm going to get really insular here on this GHL Extra. Ashley, are we going to record a Jason Ashley after this?
Do you want to?
Do you want to?
Can I make a cup of coffee first?
Well, I'm also going to say, listeners, we're gonna get personal JHL here. Our new location, there is an ice cream parlor right across the street, and I kind of wasn't thinking.
They are only open for 13 more minutes. No, 23 more minutes.
23 more minutes. So we'd have to rush over there if we wanted to go. So we don't have to do that.
Or we could just go to the corner store.
We could go to the corner store.
We could make it over there in 23 minutes, but we have to go like right now.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just record
it. It's fun. It's a Mexican ice cream store.
Yeah, it's really good.
They have all kinds of great flavors.
All right, so probably not going to the ice cream store. There you go. You're going to record it, Jason and Ashley. It's all good. Thanks, Noah. Thanks for the extra thought of the day. Guys, leave your extra thought of the day down there. Thank you so much for supporting Patreon.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
No. I listen to the song. Thank you so much for your support, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I hope you, if you want more pitches like that, where Ashley and I just like go, Ashley could make the pitch next time. I'd be down. I think that was like, that was fun. Let's do it like that with more.
You mean like improv?
Like improv actual pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let us know if you like that. Leave us an extra thought of the day.
I liked it.
Yeah. Thank you for your support, super friends. It's because of you we can do stuff like this. I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And super friends, take it sleazy. Or goodbye.